Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love, and the integrity is timeless. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello, Jeff. You took me by surprise there. We're starting right off here.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, timeless stylies?
And we're your hosts.
You kind of promoted timeless integrity from post intro tagline to tip top tagline.
Yeah. Oh. Top of the show. Get it done.
Even before he introduces. Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How you two doing?
Good, Mike.
Living large.
I just took a train. I was coming from Massachusetts, took a train home, and wouldn't you know it, the train was an hour and a half late.
No, trains, the whole point of trains is to not be late.
I thought that was the thing with the city. The trains run on time.
Yeah.
No, well, this wasn't a subway. This was a Amtrak train. And boy, I've had a few problems with them in the past.
It's a nice train, though. I've ridden that. You're coming down from New England on Amtrak. It's a classy way to ride.
Yeah. And well, it's not so nice when, you know, I'm trying to get sing-alongs going, holiday sing-alongs going, and everyone's like, shh, be quiet, be quiet.
What? Be quiet, be quiet.
Yeah.
Where's their spirit?
Ah, and then I go to the next car on the first day of Christmas.
Get out of here. It's a quiet car.
If you want to get the people on board, use the rhythm of the train when you say, everyone, let's get a boom, chicka, cha-doom, cha-doom.
Yeah, that's good.
And then they all kind of go along with it. And they say, hey, I'm Mike. And you can kind of actually honestly rap.
And I've got holiday fever in a major way.
Mm-hmm. Use the space, Mike.
Mike, it's a train holiday rap.
Yes, I know. That's. I mean, Jeff, you sound like me screaming at the top of my lungs at these people.
It's not that weird. It's a train holiday rap.
Okay, so we know what holiday rap is, yes?
Right. Sure, everyone, yeah.
And we know what train rap is. What's so different here?
Yeah, but it's a train holiday rap. It's not dissimilar from the Fall Heimel.
Now, wait,
yeah, everyone, it's a train holiday rap. I felt that way. We had a recent episode of our Patreon show, The Blowout, where Mike said his favorite winter thing was, it was like one too many words. It was like quiet night,
quiet night walk, snow falling or something.
What it was, like four words instead
calm
of three.
Night walk, yeah, snowing.
Serene night walk alone.
Alone, please.
Oh, Mike, did you know that you're looking at two hookah guys?
Yes.
Now, what is this all about?
We're hookah guys now.
Hookah is life.
Meaning you own them or you go to a hookah bar?
We did them one time.
We go to a hookah bar.
Was it fun? I don't know.
Jeff, it was my first time. Had you done it before?
I had one in college that we used maybe five times.
I got to say, I thought it was great. I always thought hookah was for people that, I guess I thought that you just hold it in your mouth and get the flavor and spit it out. And it's just something you're doing to try to look cool. But, you know, We looked at the menu and there was like all these like radical raspberry type things.
Too many flavors.
And then we were like, what? We kind of wanted, we were like, what's like a popular one or what do you recommend? And the guy was like, Minty Melon Madness. And he didn't really get the idea of like, it's our first time. Like, what's an easy, like, we want the original.
Yeah. But no,
we did Minty Melon Madness. And what I didn't know is I was taking big ass rips of this for like 30 seconds, filling my lungs, spitting it out, and getting really lightheaded. But here's what was great. You couldn't overdo it because you would get your skin would buzz and you get a little lightheaded for 10 seconds and then you're back to normal. So it's not like weed where you'd be like, oh man, I got too high, or even cigarettes where you're like, I'm going to barf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Cigarettes would just make me sick at this.
There was no risk.
I haven't had a cigarette in forever. So you just hold it in and breathe it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you pass around this tube. Uh-huh. And then at the place we went, they had like, everybody had their own little plastic cap, like tip.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. COVID and such.
So you could just pass around the one hose. But the thing was tall. It's like a big ornament that sits in the middle of the table and it's bubbling. And you taste the minty melon madness and you take a big suck and you blow out this big milky cloud. Everybody loved it. We sort of did it as a joke, but we're like, this is fantastic. We got to come back.
How many people did you go with?
I know. I thought it would just be a goofy gimmick. It was a birthday party, so there's a bunch of people around, but we sat at a table with six people because I think they kind of like recommend, they gave us like six tips, but you get more, you can have 600 tips.
Yeah. Plus you have a bunch of people that, you know, you have that big old thing going, a bunch of people swing by, they say, hey, what's going on over here? And you say, take a tip.
I bet your waiter wanted 600 tips.
Michael.
I mean, $650 tips.
Okay.
$300.
Still not bad. $300. A couple of morons sipping down a hookah.
Drinking air.
Was it a lounge or like was it a bar and then they had hookahs?
It was Desert Rose in Los Feliz, the place that everybody walks by but nobody goes.
It's got the most impressive like exterior ever. It's like a huge stained glass rose. People are like, that looks weird.
Opulence.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
I always thought hookah places were like, people would go in there thinking they're getting weed or something, and it's like, oh, it's not exactly what we thought it was.
I liked it. I thought it was better than weed as far as like a social activity, because if that were weed, I would just then get really, I would fall silent. But instead, I would say, hey, hookah me this. Hey, what's your favorite flavor? Good conversation starter.
Not me. I would take a guitar off the wall and just get the vibe, right? If it was weed.
Hey, here's what I did to complete the theme. I was talking to the bartender and I was like, hey, you got anything here that I could only get here at Desert Rose? And he was like, no, not really. I was like, okay, well, you got anything on theme? Like, what kind of food do you serve here? And he's like, Mediterranean. And I was like, give me a Mediterranean spirit. And he's like, and I was like, you know, like, you got any like Sambuca or Ouzo, but more in line with Desert Rose's signature style. And then he did, he looked at the back wall and then he pulled out this giant blue bottle of this Lebanese liqueur. And of course it tasted like black licorice, but I got on the rocks and he topped it with water and it got all cloudy and I was kind of sipping on Good and Plenty taste all night.
Oh, that's interesting. I like when you go to a restaurant and somebody, you're like, give me, what can I have that's kind of, or you have a bartender's like, I kind of want something this, this, and this, and they figure it out for you. But I also like when you go to a place and you say something like that and the person's like, the chicken wings are good. Like they don't really they're like, this is just what I like.
Like we don't really have a signature style.
This is just my hammock job between bigger jobs.
I think I overshot it by saying, pour me something that I could only get at Desert Rose. Give me the night of my life.
It's like, well, we can put in a Desert Rose cup for you.
And furthermore, let's do it on your dime.
Yeah. Hey, free shots, maybe?
I'll give you the Desert Rose tap water. You can only get that here.
hey, first time hookah. Free shots?
On you?
Yeah, maybe free shot. You can do it if you want.
Oh, boy.
Oh, brother. And isn't it just like that sometimes?
Where do we go where we said, hey, and this round is on the house? And the bartender laughed and laughed. And then didn't do it. Didn't take the bait.
And then didn't do it.
Yeah, it's sad when they resist.
Yeah.
I thought that she chuckled so hard. I was like, we might have done it. No.
She may have actually fallen for it. She's going to give us free drinks.
I love a free drink.
Well, should we get into some booze news?
Yes. Bip, 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 booze news. Hit it.
So this is an old one. I feel like a chef.
Oh, no. I feel like a chef when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I feel like a chef when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I feel like a chef when I'm cooking in the kitchen. I feel like a chef when I'm cooking in the kitchen.
That's it.
Wow.
I feel like a chef stadium mix was sent to us by Dan Padley. And if you have a booze news team, email it to sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to befriend Dan Padley, subscribe to the Patreon, join the Discord, and Dan will sit you down and show you how to play guitar.
I should have known it was Padley.
So we should say that that was from the Demos and Memos episode of the Blowout, where we played where we played back little snippets from our phone where we sing ideas to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, Mike was saying that with
that was a half idea.
Yeah, a half idea. Mike sang into his phone, and Dan Padley has now turned it into a big stadium rock song.
Well, that's so funny. When we were talking in that episode, in that Patreon episode, please subscribe to hear fun stuff like that. We all were talking about how when you're, you know, putting those little dumb notes in your phone, you kind of do sing at half volume because you're maybe in bed about to go to sleep or something.
And you don't want your neighbors to know you're a guy who sings.
Yeah. It's so funny to hear like the like secret quiet voice memo, but then also a stadium.
Yeah. And you're like,
all
cheering.
Right.
All right.
Very well done, Padman.
The Padman, you can stick around for another week. You're not getting voted off.
I got to get to a Padley show. Each time he's come to New York City, I either had COVID or I think wasn't here.
I saw him at Hotel Cafe. Hotel he's Cafe. A wonderful guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hip spot. I saw John Legend there once watching somebody.
Chrissy Teigen?
Well, no, that would come later, I think. This was before he and the Teague got together. Wow.
Damn.
He and the Teague. You mean the Teague.
You mean the Teague. Legend, the handman, and the Teague this fall.
Speaking of John Legend, I was just watching our friend Dave Ferguson writes for That's My Jam, the Jimmy Fallon lip sync show. And I was watching an episode the other day, and there was Blake Shelton was on. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
And then
Blake Young Shelton.
Blake Young Sheldon. And then Kelly Clarkson was on, and they were razzing each other. And I was like, they have a good rapport. Were they on The Voice together? And then who's the guy you were just talking about, Mike? That you saw Hotel Cafe?
John Legend.
Then John Legend was there. And then also Ariana Grande was there. And I watched the whole episode without realizing it was an episode where they had the judges from The Voice all on together. And I was just watching, being like, look at celebrities, they all really get along. They got that certain thing.
They all know that they're celebrities and they talk about celebrity stuff. I think that was the first episode of that show, because I saw that one too.
Yeah. Oh, it was a rerun, you're saying? Because I just watched it mere moments ago.
Oh, on TV.
The Tube.
All right. Well, what show is this? I tuned out.
That's My Jam, written by Dave Ferguson.
Yes, with Dave, yeah.
Okay. Want to get into some booze news?
Yes, please.
Yes.
This was something that came across my Instagram feed that caught my eye. Instagram Reels, which I prefer over TikTok. I like Instagram Reels, you know?
Really?
I don't look at stories. I don't do any other grid posts. I just look at Reels. But this was, I saw a little video, viral video, about a themed bar that had me saying, that's a bar theme that I would like to see more of. And I'm going to show you guys. Boom. I just texted you this video so you can watch along.
Getting out the mobile.
This is a bar in Huntington Beach, Orange County, California, right on the beach of, you know, Surf City, USA.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's called Pier Summit Ski Lodge. And It's done. This is sort of a thin veneer. I think it's sort of a pop-up that stuck around. But this is a bar with an 80s après-ski vibe. You know, the app. You follow après-ski on Instagram?
No, you were talking about it in one of our later earlier episodes, though.
But this is a place, I don't know how long this will even last. It just looks like the front of a hotel or something. But they serve fondue. They got drinks called like the Snow Bunny and stuff like that.
Oh, shot skis.
Yeah, those are fun. Shot skis are fun.
Yeah, shot skis. And then they got fake snow on fans blowing so it falls on your head while it's getting in your drink.
It falls in your drink. Great. You got to pick up the paper for snow.
Yeah, but what if you like drinking paper?
Oh, cool. I'm drinking plastic.
Paper. Plastic.
Plastic.
I was trying to say PVC. PVC shavings.
It looks cool. Tim, we got to go.
You know what we need to do? We need to go real skiing, real lodge skiing sometime.
Yeah. Let's go out to Mammoth.
Yeah, let's go to Mammoth. Ooh, that would be fun. Lake Tahoe.
I'm talking Aspen.
Oh, baby. I mean, that would be so funny if we went to Aspen. It would be Dumb and Dumber, I guess. But I was also just thinking, like, I like this as a theme. And then I was just thinking, like, we're light on themes. If you like kitsch, and you know I love a tiki bar, but isn't it kind of weird that, like, tiki is kind of the only kitschy theme that you consistently see everywhere, that level of taking a big swing. I was just talking to Neil Campbell of Campbell's Corrections. His brother Ian and Ian's wife Courtney were in town, and we were talking about, remember when the Sloppy Boys played Seattle, they brought us to a bar that was like a sci-fi bar, and almost I was like, hey, remember that great tiki bar you brought us to? And they're like, I didn't bring you a tiki bar, I brought you to a, it was like a kind of Jetsons-esque, or it almost had the feeling of like a crashed spaceship or something like that.
But it was like so well realized. It felt like it would have been at like Star Wars Land at Disney or something. Like even the seats lit up.
This was before the show, right?
Yeah, before the show.
And it also had like a big tiki sort of volcano rock thing, like waterfalls.
It had tiki drinks.
Right. That's what confused, but I think even that was more fitting into like, it was meant to be a little more like mid-century space age, like futurism kind of a vibe, space age stuff. But just in general, like, you know, the stupid Austin Powers Austin Powers bar in Glendale, or I mean, what's
the shitty Beetlejuice?
I guess Bigfoot Lodge is in Atwater, and that's got like a Pacific Northwest theme.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's probably the closest we have in LA to the ski lodge theme.
Clifton's has a little bit of that too.
Clifton's was the coolest, and that's closed, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was open up. It opened up and then closed again.
Damn. Like for good, I think.
Oh.
Oof.
They had the Seven Seas way upstairs, but then they did have like a Redwood bar in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was very like Wilderness National Park vibes, like Bigfoot Lodge.
But it's funny. Yeah. With the tiki thing, it's funny. There's like tiki bar, there's Irish bar, and then there's sports bar. Like those are the kind of the big ones, right? I'm trying to think of, and then pop-ups.
I'm choking to death here.
That's all right. That's okay.
What's going on back there?
We can find a replacement.
The number of Irish pubs is a little too high. You know, like the Molly Malones there's just a lot of those that are very similar. And it would be nice. That's why I like Tam O'Shanter is a Scottish pub. And even that, you're like, look at that. Wow.
Hey, variation on a theme. All right.
Love that.
And downtown in the arts district, there's the Escondite is a Chicago theme. That's pretty fun.
Ooh. That's pretty funny to just pick another city and be like, it's in LA, but it's Chicago themed.
I went to, you know what I do? I do like going to a bar, and this isn't all the time, but you know when you go to a bar with friends and you sit down at a table, and it's not like you're ordering food. You're just drinking at a table.
Yeah. That's the rustic sort of setup.
Yeah. Well, but then you're eating the wings too.
Yeah. You are eating the wings. Wings. So you got it where you're not eating. Okay.
That is strange though, that I've been to rustic 10,000 times that I've maybe sat at the bar like 3 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've sat there. I think I was there with one other person. Like we were watching a football game or something.
If you're watching a game, I guess. Yeah.
There was a Norm Macdonald joke. I forget the exact thing. I'm going to butcher it, but it was something like, he's like, yeah, you know, when you go out drinking, you go out drinking with friends, you sit at a big oak table and nobody speaks for 4 hours. Anyway, that's funny.
Normally when we go to drink, to get drinks, I don't want to sit at a table. Like, there will generally be somebody at the in the party who's just like, so are we getting food? Are we sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little too official.
I don't want to be locked down. I don't want to be booth locked. I'm up. I'm going. I'm talking to these people. Bow, bow, bow.
I did a exactly. I'm with you, Jeff, because you're like me, Jeff. Once you hear that music, wait a minute, where are my hips going song. Here? Whoa. Why am I dancing on the bar?
I want to stop.
Please don't hate me, bartender.
I think if it's like three or four close friends going, then I don't mind like sitting at a table. But Jeff, at this very like birthday party we're just talking about with the hookah, we ended up at a table. But when you first walk up, let's say you're meeting, it's a birthday party, you're meeting a bunch of people, you walk up and people are seated at a long table, you're kind of like, no, I don't want to sit at a long table.
I got to sit with one next to one weirdo.
One Jagger.
I had a little birthday thing last month at
Happy birthday.
Dave and Buster's. I invited a bunch of people and said, let's just go to Dave and Buster's and cut loose. And we got a table and ordered a bunch of apps and drinks and stuff. And then as people spread out into the gaming, the waiter came by and said, hey, let's settle up.
Who's going to pay for all this stuff?
So I paid for it. And it was only $400. Huh. And then people throughout the night were like, how much do I owe you? And they're popping in money. But somebody, friend of ours, sent me $300. I was like, what are you doing?
Damn. That's a good friend.
She was like, somebody said it would be like $1,000. I was like, yeah, but still, you weren't there long enough to pay $300.
Somebody said it would be. Keep the money. Take the money and run, Michael.
No, I texted her. I said, take it back. She said, you know what? Maybe it wasn't three. Maybe it was 200, but still.
Still.
Still a lot.
What a whopper.
Too much. And she's listening now, too, and you know who you are.
And you should feel fantastic about your generosity.
Yes, you should, Claire.
The Danes?
That's right. I have. Well, she's been coming to my birthday parties ever since I was a boy.
Oh, my God. Danes on the brains. God damn.
Danes on the brains.
Danes on the brains.
You know, there's sometimes in life you got Danes on the brains. Other times you're on the Jilly wagon. You like Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
You know? Go back and forth. Okay, no, but just before we wrap it up, I wanted to say, Jeff, we should go check out the ski lodge in Huntington. But also, I was thinking about what I would drink there. There's a lot of wintry drinks like hot toddies and spiked ciders and hot chocolate or that type of stuff. But, you know, when you go to Descanso Gardens, they put a little Frangelico in your hot chocolate.
What's that? I've never heard of that.
It's a very sweet liqueur that I don't even know. Hazelnut, maybe.
Ooh.
Tastes a little bit like Nutella.
That'd be good.
But I was thinking, if I were at an après-ski 80s ski lodge vibe, what would I want to drink? I associate that with beer, like light beer from like 80s and 90s commercials and stuff. So that's probably what I do.
Yeah, right.
But I was thinking,
tapping the Rockies.
A drink that we should invent. One of us, maybe I go in the test kitchen, or maybe it's a collab and we think on this together, is a wintry ski thing that's like, I'm imagining, remember the York peppermint patty commercials? Someone would jump up on the table and be like, I'm swooshing through the mountains
because
of the blast of mint. It made me think mint, maybe there's like some update of the grasshopper or something that can use some of the creme de menthe that we all have left over from the grasshopper and the stinger. But maybe it's bigger. Maybe it's on the rocks. It's not a dainty cocktail, but some minty.
So you're not thinking hot at all. You're thinking match the tone of the environment with something cool and crisp.
Something that makes you feel like you're at the tip top of the mountain and the wind is whipping by you, you know?
You're thinking you want froth. You want a frothy, blustery. Yes. It's funny just to say adjectives of snow. Be like, that's the type of drink you want. Yes. Swirling sort of, yes.
If you had something creamy, it might make it too heavy. If you try to bubble it up like a highball, it's a little weird to have like a bubbly mint drink.
Yeah, that feels weird.
I don't know. But there's maybe it is even just giving in to like, hey, we haven't done a mudslide on the show yet, but maybe a minty mudslide.
Oh, that'd be good. Because that would be kind of like a thin mint.
Oh, that's good. Hey, yes. You know, a mudslide in the Alps, you call that an avalanche, don't you?
Ooh.
That'd be a good name for a drink.
A winter mudslide. Yeah. What? An avalanche.
Actually, you can't. It's probably like saying fire in a theater. You can't say avalanche at an après ski bar.
Yeah, right, right.
People run for the hills and dive under tables.
But you can say white mudslide.
White mudslide.
Speaking of avalanches, you ever hear? I told you about that thing that happened to my friend Tristan.
Yeah, but remind me.
He's a listener of the pod. Hey, Tristan.
Tristan, what up?
Yeah.
Tristan's a ski patroller at Snowbird in Utah, and he's the guy who goes out in the morning to like ski around, make sure that that everything's cool. And then one morning a few years ago, he was up there and there was an avalanche and he got piled in snow and he temporarily died. He got covered in snow.
Yeah, I did hear about this.
I think he had one of those like call for help buttons around his neck and he started doing the breathing exercises from his training to savor the oxygen that's like around him. And then he passed out and then he came to and then he had moments of being a dead guy. Isn't that fucking nuts?
He came to like in the hospital or came to in the snow?
He came to, I believe it was like up there with ski patrol medics, like pumping on his chest.
Jeez.
Can you imagine passing out and then coming to still in the snow and how much of a bummer that would be?
still in the very same spot.
He uses all the rest of his oxygen to be like, fuck.
Fuck. I came back to life too soon.
Man, that's scary.
His final breath is a big carbon dioxide. Fuck.
You had told me that story before, Tim, but it's only really hitting me now how serious it was. I think last time you told me, maybe my mind was elsewhere. I was like, oh yeah, that's cool.
No, it's crazy. Because, I mean, I tell like a Ripley's Believe It or Not, and like his wife, Kristen, does not like when I'm like, hey, remember when Tristan died? And she's like, yeah, that's really sad. It's my husband. And I'm fortunate that he didn't die. He's a great friend.
Yeah, that's great.
So was there a Saint Bernard involved with liquor around his a little whiskey barrel or under his chin?
If we invent our minty drink, maybe the Saint Bernards can bring it around.
Yeah, it doesn't count unless you suck it off of a Saint Bernard's little jug.
Served in a Saint Bernard's neck jug.
Jeff, interesting word choice.
Come on. Ooh, I have one of those little barrels. Remember I aged some rum in a tiny wooden barrel?
Let's get the dog out of the equation. Get the little rum barrel with a neck strap and you just put it around your friend.
Yeah. Or you put it on yourself and there's a straw that goes into
there
it.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
That way you don't need all these other people.
Updated foam dome.
Wait, do we have booze? What was the booze news?
It was a ski lodge aesthetic is viral.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
There's a ski lodge.
That video was viral. I should have said that it was a viral video I sent you.
Is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
Tim had more to say. Yeah, but I'll wrap it up.
Okay, the drink of the day.
D-O the D.
The King Charles you've had?
Never had or heard.
No.
Never heard nor had.
I mean, I've heard of the King of England, the current King of England, yes. I was there at the coronation.
That's very worldly of you. Probably the reason you haven't heard is this thing is brand new. Came on my radar. Jessica tipped me off to this drink because it was just on a very recent episode of Southern Charm on Bravo. Okay. Have you seen that show?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, a couple years ago. I bet the cast is all switched out.
Well, it's Shep and the boys. I can tell you that much.
Shep. I remember Shep. He was kind of lazy or not lazy, but just kind of chill dude.
Yeah. They're kind of like party boy, like Peter Pan complex, like party boys of the South.
Yes. Whereas we are the party boys of the West and North.
The West and North. It's sort of like, it's set in Charleston, right? So it's like those Real Housewives shows, but it's about some dudes in Charleston, South Carolina. But there was this episode, so I tuned in and I watched this one episode. It is a good booze show overall. Like, because it's sort of about how these guys are like continue to I think Shep is like 43 and
all right, Shep.
These dudes continue to party. So they do show like, so if someone orders a bottle of wine or orders a beer or makes a cocktail, like it stays in the edit. It's like a, it's like a boozy, kind of a boozy show. But in this particular episode from just a couple weeks ago, the hook very much like producers like pushing a thing to happen on the show, not like one of the episodes where just something organically happens. But they're having their annual fancy gentleman's dinner. And they do a British, they're doing a British theme. It's just like four guys sitting around a table, but they're like, it's our annual gentleman's dinner. And this year they've chosen to do like a British theme. So they're wearing smoking jackets and they're eating beef Wellington. Ooh. And then they're being served drinks, and the special drink of the night that really gets a close up is, would you like a drink? It's the King Charles. And they're like, oh, okay. And there's a shot of drinks. So that is like, when I see something like that, I'm saying, I got to get to the bottom of this shit. What is the King Charles? I never heard of the King Charles. Mm-hmm. I looked it up and it turns out it is a brand new drink just invented earlier this year by Highclere Castle Gin.
So newer than the Vento even.
This is our newest drink ever, guys, because it was invented to celebrate the coronation of King Charles. Mm. Which was, I believe, just in April 2023.
Long live the king.
Ooh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was invented by, it's almost just like this brand coming up with a thing, but Highclere Castle Gin is a London-based brand, I believe. And it is, it's named after a castle. Highclere Castle is where they shot Downton Abbey. So if you picture Downton Abbey.
Ooh. I'm looking at the picture here on the recipe.
Oh, ooh, splendid.
Jeff, you sound exactly like the guys in Downton Abbey.
Righto.
So Highclere Castle Gin invents this in April, and it debuts at the Charles Restaurant in Wethersfield, Connecticut. That's the first place that it's on the menu.
Interesting.
The
Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, maybe this is an American brand. I thought it was London, but it might be American. But it's to celebrate King Charles. So the concept here is it's combining King Charles's two favorite liquors, gin and scotch. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of crazy. You don't ever see gin and scotch together, but he's a martini guy. And he also separately likes fancy single malt scotches. So
yeah, I would, I think he and I would get along swimmingly.
Birds of a feather.
I could see you and him having a cigar, just talking about world, about foreign policy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, well, maybe switch that to PS5s.
Slim Jims. Sucking on a couple Slim Jims, talking PS5s.
A system he doesn't have, but wants.
But I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
I could ask if he has one.
Oh, yes, I have many PS5s.
That's your plan for the whole conversation. I gotta ask him if he has a PS5.
It just never comes up, and I leave Buckingham Palace without talking to him about it.
And here is the recipe, and this is the official recipe straight from the gin brand themselves. It is 2 ounces gin, a quarter ounce scotch. They say, you know, single malt scotch. I ain't using a single malt. I'm just using scotch. half an ounce fresh lemon juice, half an ounce orange curacao.
Nice.
Pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker filled with ice and shake. Strain into a cocktail coupe. Garnish with a rosemary sprig.
Oh, so it is a little Christmassy.
Do you? Yeah.
It's yes. Very I thought that I chose it because I thought that for 'tis the season and all, we're not totally in Christmas nog time, but it's a fancy British drink with some scotch in it. Yeah.
It's festive.
Yeah. No, it's not nog time. It's not nog time.
No nog time. No. The rosemary sprig, do you think that has anything to do? Like, is there any significance to that or just a taste thing?
Oh, it's the significance of that can't be overstated.
Oh, thank you. That's good.
I don't know, but I'm going to remember that when I garnish with my rosemary, I'm going to give it a slap or a clap to wake it up.
I was not able to get rosemary because, as I said before, I got my train was late. I was going to pop out.
You got any pine trees around?
Yes, only my Christmas tree, but I am not touching that because it's perfect.
In every way.
You need to snip a little bough off the Christmas tree, give it a smack, plop it in the drink.
A little holly for your drink, sir.
You have a butler working for you there?
Yeah, he, you know, I got a one red, one bedroom apartment, but yeah, he sleeps with me.
You could get a much bigger apartment if you fired that butler.
I know, but where'd he go?
All right, you want to fix these up?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
All right, folks, we're going to go make these drinks, and we'll be right back here after these messages.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
And we're back. King Charles is in hand.
Wow. Charles is.
I made mine again with Empress Jin, so I'm a little purpley here.
Oh, looks like a Cosmo.
A purpley one.
Boy, that quarter ounce of scotch is really small. I bought a big bottle of J&B. I was like, I've seen this logo my whole life. Can't wait to buy it. It's really cheap. And then I just pour a quarter ounce in. And I was like, okay, well, there's that.
Okay, well, that was fun.
I used Johnny Walker, which is blended, of course. But it's also 12 years. It's no Macallan 12, but it's
They blend it for 12 years?
Yeah.
It's in a Vitamix.
12 years straight. Sips.
Please.
I'm smelling Christmas tree rosemary. Hey, not too sweet. That's nice.
Yeah.
Not too sweet at all. Damn, I think I may have done a little too much scotch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. I maybe did not enough because mine's not coming through at all. You can taste the smoky, peaty scotch, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Jeff, can you taste scotch? Because I'm really just tasting lemon and gin.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's got a little bit more of like a stank on it than your brambles or your whatever.
Yeah.
Your Collins.
I think sometimes when I do like a quarter ounce of something, I like, you know, I flip my jigger upside down and try to do a half of the half. And I always kind of, it's never accurate.
And it's hard because it's cone shaped and it's wider up top. So it's not like you don't half fill it. You got to go a little past half.
Mm. And I always remember that just as I'm pouring it into the shaker.
You go, no.
Mine has a little bit of this thing where, just in general, like if there was a tray of these being passed around and I took a sip, I'd say, be like, hell yeah. It's not too anything. It's not too sweet. It's not too whatever. But there's maybe, I mean, I'm getting ahead of myself, but to improve it, there seems to be like a middle that's missing. You know, I'm kind of like getting booze and I'm getting lemon, but like it almost could use more of a weirdy. Maybe I do just want more scotch or something, but like it's kind of lacking the twang that makes it interesting.
Ooh.
Like chartreuse or something like that.
Is there a drink that's just lemon, gin, and curacao?
Probably.
Because that feels more like what I wanted this to be.
I mean, it sounds like a Collins or something like a Collins.
Right. That's got to have a name because it's a sour that is touching on all the different stuff.
Yeah.
But what's nice here is that curacao is not as sweet as triple sec. And I forgot that while I was making this. I thought it was going to have that like saccharine triple sec taste, but it really doesn't.
Right. I'm glad I actually did buy curacao. I had blue, but I didn't want a weird looking drink. So I went out and bought like pretty decent dry curacao. Although I did see a lot of recipes saying like, it's all the same. If we're talking orange liqueur, you're fine.
I'm on Cocktail Builder here. I'm trying to find out what that would be. It was, what would I say? Triple sec, gin, and
lemon.
Oh, the closest we've done on the pod, it would be curacao, Mike, but triple sec.
Oh, I said triple sec. Yes, yes, yes.
We did the White Lady on the show, and that's gin, triple sec, lemon.
Wait, isn't curacao and triple sec somewhat interchangeable?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah, one's is drier. Although triple sec means triple dry. What the fuck do I know?
I read a whole thing about the differences in the histories, and it's an evolving, changing, weird thing. Even Cointreau called itself curacao for a moment. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe curacao came first because Cointreau is the first triple sec,
right?
So maybe curacao was around first, and then because I am stupid, but I think of curacao being like a little more rindy or something. I feel like triple sec is just like, ooh, that's sweet, delicious orange,
and then it's a certain kind of orange too.
Oh yeah, right. It's like because Curacao is an island. It's like a French colony in the Caribbean, or was a colony when they made the stuff.
Hmm.
Well, I don't mind having my Hiram Walker triple sec right next to my Cointreau, right next to my dry Curacao. That feels a lot better than having like 50 bottles that taste like Good and Plenty.
Yes, I agree.
Orange curacao, yes, yes.
I've actually seen a lot of White Ladies made with curacao, just not on the IBA list, but like Difford's. Difford's is using curacao in the White Lady. Oh.
Okay, so cocktails you can mix with lemon juice, gin, and orange curacao. A Gone Tomorrow, an Arthur Tompkins, and a Here Today.
A Here Today and a Gone Tomorrow are two different drinks?
Mm-hmm. But this one doesn't use... Oh, this is interesting. Okay, a Here Today cocktail is 2 ounces of gin and 2 drops of lemon juice.
Okay.
And then Arthur Tompkins is 2 ounces gin, 2 teaspoons lemon juice, and 1/2 ounce of orange liqueur.
Okay. What's a Gone Tomorrow?
A Gone Tomorrow is 2 ounces gin, 2 drops lemon juice. Okay, so a Here Today and a Gone Tomorrow are the same thing. Well, one is garnished with a stem of cherry. The other one was garnished with a... something else.
A stem of cherry?
Oh, this one too, garnished with a maraschino cherry and syrup.
Okay.
I think that's a way of saying like a cherry on the stem, but not just the stem of the cherry.
Just the stem, the trash?
Just stem of cherry.
Have you guys seen me do this thing where I will take a cherry stem, put it in my mouth, tie it up into a knot, and then all the boys go cream. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They go, oh yeah.
We're drinking a British drink. Mm-hmm. King Charles is the current king of England.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
What are our experiences in the UK? Jeff, you've never been to the UK, have you?
No, I've never been across the pond. I'm kind of under-traveled.
You're from New England.
Yeah, that's true. And they always tell you, like, don't worry about old England. It's much better here.
It's better here in Nashua.
We have taxation with representation here, you see?
Yeah, you see? Don't worry about the old world.
Wait, and don't you have, like, no sales tax?
We don't have no sales tax,
Jeff!
You ain't got
them. Come on, the rest of us dopes are paying sales tax, and you're getting away scot-free.
When you pay 99 cents for something, you get a penny back.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I say, give a penny, leave a penny. Take a penny. Yeah. Give a penny, leave a penny, and then take a penny.
Mike, you went to London on the Comedy Bang Bang tour, and I feel like I remember afterwards Scott Aukerman was making fun of you for ordering martinis everywhere and not liking them and always sending them back.
Well, wait a minute. No, that was when we were in Australia. I ordered a martini from someplace, and we saw the guy mixing the drink back in the closet next to like the Clorox and the Comet, you know, cleaner and stuff. And when it came out to me, it tasted disgusting. It had 2 straws and something else weird about it. I forget. It had cherry in it, not an olive.
Like a Tide Pod in it?
Something, yeah. But in England, we went to Nottingham, London. Where else did we go? We went to 2 other cities.
Did that sheriff of Nottingham get you?
He didn't get me.
I'm looking for Mike Hanford.
Oh, I'm looking for Mike Hanford.
I'm the sheriff around here, ain't I?
Well, ain't I?
Well, ain't I? Southern sheriff.
Did we do that? That was used to be a joke we used to do. Well, I'm the sheriff around here, ain't I? Well, ain't I?
Well, ain't I?
Well, ain't I? Yes, but it was we did that tour at breakneck speed, and we only had 1 day off in London. And I took the big bus around and saw the sights.
I took that big red bus as well. That was fun.
It's good. It's fun.
I spent 4 days in London one time, and I loved it. But then also, one of my takeaways, culturally, I watched a lot of BBC, and it was really fun. You know, when you're just delighting and just staying in the hotel room watching TV, it's kind of nice. Like, there's so much outside to do and see, but I was almost like, Tim, I'm going to sinfully just watch a lot of the tube because I really, it was fascinating. And I was watching, like, Come Dine With Me is this great show where...
Come Dine With Me.
There's 4 people and they each have to host a dinner. You each have to host a dinner party for the other people on the show.
Oh, I've heard you're of going that. Head to head. But you probably told me about it.
But you're like in these little like sad little like one room flats and you have to do like dinner, a drink, and then perform some sort of entertainment. And there would be people in their sad little apartments doing it. And they'd be shit talking each other. But then it would be like that person's turn. And then there was a dating show that I loved and a bunch of TV that I watched, but I would say the takeaway.
Monty Python.
There was something that came up in every single TV show I ever watched. Somebody at some point said, She thinks she's posh, but she's not. Or he thinks he acts like he's from Chelsea, but he's from Manchester. Or like the idea of some, and we have a version of that here in America for sure. But like the obsession with, like, I know you're not fancy breeding, but you're acting, you're trying to convince me that you're posh, but you're not. Every single TV show for 4 days, everything I watched was just constantly about that.
That's really funny. You think you're so posh.
And as a posh guy, I got to say, hey, you know, I'm posh.
Sure. Posh Spice.
I imagine it must be fun walking around London or any place where you're the exotic one. Mm-hmm. You know, you're just a white dude, but you got an accent to everyone there anyway.
Yeah.
When I was there, I think I may have told you this before. When I was there, I was sitting in a little shop, actually with Ackerman. We were eating some breakfast or something. And a lady came in, an old lady was like, excuse me, where's the toilet? Because they say toilet instead of bathroom. He's like, in the back. And I was like, oh, that's funny hearing toilet in that accent. And then like some American tourist came in. He was like, excuse me, where's the toilet? Just like,
took all the charm out of it.
We liked when she said it.
Where's the toilet? I'm going to piss all over it.
Where's the toilet bowl that I can fill up with my brown shit?
But not too brown.
What? What?
What does that mean?
Ooh, a tinge of orange.
A tinge of curacao.
Curacao, yay. It's a miracle. Well, speaking of asking for toilets, that reminds me of one of my greatest triumphs. Was I was in Quebec City. I was walking to the men's room. I bumped into a guy in the hallway, and I went, scusi. And then the guy, I was trying to fit in, the guy goes, pardon moi, monsieur.
That's good.
And I was like, ooh, I'm French great. Passing.
French passing. That fucking idiot. That rube.
Pardon moi. Pardon moi.
Ooh, all right. What do you change about the drink?
For me, it's the scotch. I put too much scotch in it.
Too much scotch.
I'm going to crank up my scotch. I'm going to do half an ounce. I did see alt recipes for this online that were 2 ounces of gin and then a half ounce of everything else. So I'm going to crank up. I'm going to crank my scotch to the max.
Nice.
Nice. I'm out of my Tanqueray gin, so I might have to do the Hanford move and pivot over to my beloved expensive Empire Purple gin that I used to make Taylor Swift drinks.
The lavender haze itself.
Interesting.
Great. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, folks, why don't you sit tight and we'll be back here after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Back with King Charles and our final thoughts draw nigh here on the podcast with Timeless Integrity.
Will these different adaptations of the recipe save it from certain not order again? You ate a little small one there, Jeff.
Well, I'm finishing this guy, this little dude. This is my round one.
Ah, yes.
This purple fella is around two.
Hey, oh, right, the Empress Gin.
But I also did more scotch, like the T-Man.
How much more?
Ooh, the T-Man.
Just a half ounce for Curacao, lemon juice, and scotch.
Gotcha.
I love scotch.
Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, classic.
Oh, what I was going to say, Tim, when you were talking about Southern Charm and the buildup to this drink, we should just pivot this podcast to a Southern Charm podcast and we'd have a billion followers.
I know. It's crazy. People don't want what we're doing. But if we just said, hey, every week we're talking about, this could be episode one. We're talking about this dinner that they had. And then whatever they do next week, we'll do that on here.
I'm ready to pivot.
Yeah.
I could get into this Bravo show.
We do. I mean, we tried our best.
Yeah. So now this is a Southern Charm pod. And well, the Patreon will still just be our crazy stuff.
I really did think that we would be so universally appealing.
Don't talk about that, Chip. You don't want you want to meet, you know, when you meet Tony Hawk, do you want him to say, hey, how's it going? I'm my body's falling apart and I can't do some of the old tricks anymore. Hi.
I never did get to do that 1080. Oh, you were going to do a 1080?
We didn't even know that's what you had set your sights on.
That's what I wanted to do, but I never did.
We thought 900 was king. No, I'm a loser. All my friends are back home do 1080s. Well, they should be for professional skateboarders then. That's amazing.
All my friends beat me up.
What? Tony.
Did you guys watch that Tony Hawk documentary?
Of course. Yeah, of course.
Didn't we do it on the pod? We all watched it together, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, loved his grumpy dad, like holding a clipboard and wearing a hat and being like a sports coach dad trying to fit in at the X Games scene. It was so weird.
In skateboarding?
For like a brand new sport.
Yeah, what the sport needs is some structure.
I need somebody to whistle at them.
It needs timing and structure. Did you hear Tony? Did you hear about this?
Everybody in San Diego talks about that all the time.
That's what Blink-182 is referencing, is the time that Tony Hawk's dad.
I brought you some Mexican food from Sombrero just because.
Just because, Tony.
All right. It's winding down. Is Charles in charge after all?
Oh, that's good, Jeff. That's good.
Does the king live long after all? Oh, that doesn't work as well. Long live the king, question mark?
I haven't had my modification.
Oh, yeah, try your new one.
Here we go. Potter.
I like this because the scotch is, I doubled my scotch and it's standing up to the gin better. And I'm at least getting a smoky taste and I'm not just
getting a little dragon breath.
Banaka. That was such a joke in everything when we were kids. Ooh, I got a date. Banaka.
Yeah, it's funny when like a product hits the scene and it's like, oh, we're in for a bunch of Banaka jokes. The same we were in for a bunch of Red Bull jokes. Like, ooh, Red Bull.
And then when you see a Banaka in the real world, you're like, oh my God, they exist.
They do exist.
He does exist. Yeah, it's almost time for that jolly old elf to be coming down all our Christmas trees. Great chimneys, I mean, putting stuff under the Christmas tree. What does he do again?
I'm not really sure.
He pilots the sleigh.
He pilots the sleigh through your front door, right?
Mm-hmm. But right now his elves are hard at work, making PS5s for all the good boys.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And Henfids.
Okay, your final thoughts, Michael.
This is an order again for me. I like this. It's a tentative order again. I liked it, and the qualifications are either order again or not order again. I didn't love it, but it's order again.
So it's an order again with some depth.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, oh, maybe this one day could be a greatest of all time, a Stone Cold classic. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Timothy, your thoughts, please.
I like it too. I would like to try it with the official Highclere Castle gin, and they recommended Macallan 12-year single malt scotch. I'd like to try it with those, but yeah, I think it's a fun drink for this winter season when you want to do something a little bit fancy. I mean, I guess it's not wintry tasting, right? It kind of tastes like a gimlet, or it's gin. Gin to me is
spring.
Gin can be wintry, but gin can be quite spring-like indeed. Mm-hmm.
Sure, or summery, and fall has its spot.
I like the split base. You know, guys, split base. We learned that from Jack Schramm.
Yeah,
split base.
But it's not quite split though. You know, it's just it's mostly gin, and then a little whiskey goes, hey, little me too.
I would like more scotch. I think that they wimped out on the amount of scotch, and I think they should crank it.
Just scotch on the rocks feels like a wintry drink. A late night fire blazing.
Oh, that, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Big time. Big
maybe
time.
Maybe you dunk a little rosemary in that.
Dunk some dunkaroos, baby.
Truly, the rosemary is the only thing making it feel festive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let yourself get swayed by the smell.
Now, Jeff, when you said rosemary, I thought maybe you were going to say, I thought you were about to say red wine. And then I'm thinking, red wine and scotch? Could be something.
Is this a tease for your test kitchen drink?
This is not the tease, but now I've got two test kitchens going.
a kitchen devoted to each drink. All right, for me, this is an order again. It's fine.
That's the best way to put it, Jeff. It's fine.
You know, I was not looking forward to this drink. I think it's weird. And also, I want to conquer the IBA, not do Bravo drinks. But
Bravo to the IBA for creating such a list.
But who am I to stand in the way of the zeitgeist? No, I would not.
The IBA zeitgeist. Oh, you're saying this is the zeitgeist. I get you.
I'm saying like this is the hot Bravo drink for the new king that we all love.
So we're going to once we get through IBA, then we switch over to Southern Charm podcast.
Right. But then we also wanted to do like the weird 80s drinks. Like,
okay, so after that and after IBA.
Tim, can you remind me what it's called?
Venice Room.
The Venice Room.
Mike, you haven't even been and you know it's the Venice Room. That's
come on.
Last time Mike was here, I can't believe we didn't take him to the Venice Room. Fuck my life.
I was there for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the previous time.
But then that's where you get your redheaded sluts and your blowjob shots and all those other weird,
dirty alligator and everything. It's great.
Is that
a
mudslide shot too? Would that be like an 80s thing?
Why haven't we done mudslide? Fuck my life. Fuck everything. Because
we haven't gone to the Alps yet. We need to do, hey, instead of doing a tour.
hold on a second.
Okay, go ahead.
The Alps, the avalanche, mudslide has nothing to do with the avalanche. We were joking about that. Yeah.
No, but I think he'd be good to do in the winter.
It's more of mudslides happen in the spring when the snow is melting.
Yeah. Ugh. Don't, you're getting too,
but I get you.
Wait, I think, I haven't done my research, but my guess is that the mudslide was invented at the original TGI Fridays on the Upper East Side.
Ooh. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. This looks like a good,
It's a Fern Bar drink.
Where Tom Cruise was flipping bottles?
Yep.
You know what I should start doing when I go to bars? Ask for stuff like the mudslide and these kooky drinks.
Yeah, But you can't add a normal bar would be like a mudslide. We can't do that. You got to do it like a restaurant.
I'm just going to take my business elsewhere.
It's the best feeling when you go to a bar, you look at the menu and it's all actual, like whether or not it's like classic cocktails, just drinks that exist and you could check a few other lists. We get tagged and I love seeing it on the Sloppy Boys Instagram. A lot of people DM us pictures like, hey, look at this. I live in Tennessee and I'm at a bar and their whole menu looks like your episode list. And it's so exciting to get to try a bunch of shit. And that's, I would love to look at a menu and see a mudslide instead of what you do see is, which is like the slidey mud boy. It's our own little take. It's got, fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Hens in the mud. We put an egg in a mudslide.
Oh,
hens in the mud. That might be my next third kitchen.
You know, a lot of kitchens going. When you look at the name too, and it's not even a play on anything, and you're just like, you expect me to just read a whole cocktail list of new information? You're overestimating how much thinking I want to do when I'm trying to order a drink. It would be weird if you went to a restaurant and you looked at the entrees and you didn't recognize anything, like not even because it's like a cuisine you aren't used to. Imagine you go to an American restaurant and then you like they've come up with their own name for a cheeseburger. You're like, what?
Yeah, like having to infer like, oh, okay, that's a ribeye. It's like, oh, one eye of the storm, please. Medium well.
Exactly. can I have the patty, the double bun patty mama?
Yeah. And all of the chicken tits.
Oh, God.
Oh, gross.
Chicken breast, okay?
Hey, can I say my fucking thing about the tour? Let's not do... People don't like the tour during the winter, right?
Why not?
Us included.
I don't.
Oh.
It doesn't logistically make sense to tour during the winter. It's too tough to get around.
This is usually when bands hunker down in one ski resort and ski together.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what bands do.
We have a residency. We have a residency in Aspen. Oh, the fans come to us by day, swish, swish, by night, glug, glug. That's the life
that
for me.
That is so much cooler than doing like a cruise where we play every night. You just say, hey, everyone, we're in Aspen all winter. Come on, like, and we're playing a little club, like a tiny, a place that holds 50 people, but we're going to play there every fucking night for 100 nights.
That'd be awesome.
Like the Beatles at the Cavern Club.
Yep. And we'll finally get good at our instruments for once.
We have to find a club in Aspen who's like, yeah, we will have you every single night. How many songs do you guys know? Look, we got 4 albums worth. Yes, but how many of those do you play?
You're not going to be drunk every night, are you?
No, we'll be tired from skiing some nights.
No, we'll be on pills like the Beatles at the Cavern Club.
A club so cavernous, they named it the Cavern Club.
Yep, that's exactly what they did.
That's our show. Follow us on the social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And if you can't get enough boys, go to patreon.com. Befriend Dan Padley. Get that, get that achievement badge you want so bad. I'm friends with Dan Padley. I'm friends with Kanger. I'm friends with Liz.
I don't even know if people understand what the Discord is. It's like your own little private Reddit where it's just you can just be talking with slopheads all the time. You say, I liked the new episode. Did you? Yeah, I liked it. Okay, bye.
And guess what? They don't even just talk about the podcast. They talk about, they've got other branch off rooms that are talking about everything.
Sure. You don't have to go through your life thinking, I'm so weird and different. I'm an outcast and I only feel like myself when I listen to the Sloppy Boys podcast. Mm-hmm. You can log on to the Discord and find others like you.
Yes, you're a slophead.
You create a community where you have love.
Wouldn't it be nice for once to belong?
They did a Thanksgiving meetup on Zoom. They do...
Really?
They do Secret Santa!
They do Secret Santa!
I don't know what's going on. That was either... I was either burping or yawning or something, but I couldn't get it out.
You ever like burp and sneeze or like a combo of burp, sneeze, or cough? And like your chest is killing, it's like in your throat. Yes. Like, oh my god! Like,
oh. You're just alone in your sitting in a chair, going, oh.
It is funny when you're by yourself and you hit yourself and you're like, yow!
Yeah, right. And you do have to express it audibly.
Youch!
That hurts.
Ouch. All right, well, this is a decent ep.
Yeah, decent ep. And
really good ep. I was on fire, huh?
Yep, and I was on board.
Mm-hmm. And me? I was the goat.
Yeah, because you were eating a can.
Oh,
all right, can. Just cut that.
Bye, folks. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.